Join the Wide Whale team May 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern for part one of our three-part virtual event series, Voice of the Resident, where we will look at the tour and move-in life cycle stages. We've built a data set of 400,000 Google reviews from residents of hundreds of top multifamily groups, including the NMHC Top 50. Using AI and topic sentiment analysis, get a unique perspective on resident preferences. Go to widewhale.com/data to sign up or find it on the Revise community. That's widewhale.com/data.
Do you want to know how to conquer fear? I think you do. I think everybody wants to know how to conquer fear. Before I get into that, I want to thank my friend Suzanne Hobson for this fantastic jacket that she just sent me, Here to Elevate. There are a number of people that are participants in the Here to Elevate company and organization, and I think each one of them received this fantastic cool jacket yesterday, along with a cooler, a little Yeti coffee cup, which is fantastic and tremendous. I was looking down to pick it up, but I don't have it in here with me. So anyway, long story short, if you have not checked out Here to Elevate, you should go do that right now. How do you conquer fear? First thing you have to do is identify and acknowledge your fears. You have to put aside this little thing called ego. You have to understand that everybody has fear. It doesn't matter who you are. Everybody has fear. Everybody has some innate fear in them. And it doesn't matter what arena they're in, whether they've been a person in the business profession forever, there is something in that arena or that ecosystem that they are fearful of. The difference between that person and you potentially is that they know that they have this fear, they acknowledge that they have this fear, and they walk into that fear anyway, despite the fact that they have it. They feel the fear and they do it anyway.
This episode is brought to you by Wide Whale, the reputation partner for BH, Avenue 5, Trilogy, and more. Join Wide Whale on May 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern for event number one in our three-part virtual event series, Voice of the Resident. We will be looking at in-depth topic and sentiment analysis from 400,000 Google reviews from residents of the largest multifamily groups, including the NMHC Top 50. Throughout the series, we will report on resident preferences and trends found in reviews by life cycle stage, retention, residency, and for our first event, tour and move-in. You'll leave with insights to optimize your operations, creating better resident experiences and driving better reviews. Put your dollars to work in the right places. Hear it directly from the source, the words of 400,000 residents. Go to widewhale.com/data to sign up or find it on the Revise community in virtual events. Attend live or watch on demand. That's widewhale.com/data.
Wait, the second thing is build yourself a support network. So when you have these feelings of fear, you pick up the phone and you call someone and you say, hey, here's what I'm facing. Here is the fear that I'm feeling. Here's how I'm labeling it as the trigger or the thing or what it might be or the story I'm telling myself. You have to acknowledge it first and foremost, pick up the phone, talk to somebody in your support system, let them know how you're feeling and let them help you talk through that. The third thing is that you have to regularly self-reflect. There's this exercise that I do that I think is so powerful. And I'm not sure where I picked it up. It's not my novel thought. But every day at the end of the day, I pull out my journal and I write down this question, what did I learn today? And more times than not, those things that I learned during the day were things that I was fearful of, things that I was afraid to do, or I was afraid to make a decision about. I was just afraid. In some way, shape, or form, it's related to fear. So 365 days a year, I have answers to this question of what did I learn today? And many times I'm identifying these fears. Punchline, it's my method of self-reflection. And that is how you set yourself apart. That's how you start to deal with what could be rational caution versus a full-blown intentional fear or irrational fear, rather. It's how you distinguish between the two, because sometimes fear is there for a reason. It's there for a good reason. It's there to protect you from real downside in your life. But sometimes that turns into irrational fear, which turns into inaction, which turns into disappointment and frustration, etc. So That is my encouragement to you today. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.